The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this energetic, bright, sunny Saturday morning. We have a show for you today. We're going to knock your socks off. My name is Tony Bush with the Score Chapter here in Appleton. Joining me in the studio as co-host is Sarah DeBruin. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Tony. I'm very excited to be here on this great day.
So am I. We have a great show for you. And we just want to remind all the listening audience that the Biz Talk program is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter located here in Appleton. We're in our 42nd year helping entrepreneurs grow and thrive. So listen to the show. We'll tell you more about SCORE. And right now we're going to introduce our guests. And they are Audra and Christian Bailoff. They are the proud, happy, and extremely energetic owners of Poppy Avenue Boutique. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Good morning, ladies.
I'm sorry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Welcome to the program. It's really good to have you here this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and Poppy Avenue Boutique.
So we're a Poppy Avenue Boutique, and we're located in De Pere, Wisconsin, 117 North Broadway. And we just opened February 4th, 2017. We're super excited. We've had a great start, and the community has been widely supportive. So we're just super excited.
Thank you, Audra. Christian, what does Poppy Avenue Boutique specialize in?
We do affordable, adorable fashion. So we have really quality brands that you would find in a boutique, really unique pieces, but we don't mark our prices up as much. So we don't run a lot of promotions. So you feel like you can, it's kind of like a sale every day. we do really kind of more younger, vibrant fashion that's really trendy. And we do a lot of Instagram and Facebook. So you can pretty much shop our whole store online and, you know, get to see what's coming in the store.
Okay. Audra, what age limits are your, or what ages do you cater to? What is your main clientele? And we're talking about women's clothing. So what are the ages of women who come and shop at your store?
I think all women of all ages can find something at our store, and I think that's what's really unique. I think a mother and daughter is able to come in and shop together, even a granddaughter and a grandmother be able to shop together, or just two young girls out for the night just having fun and shopping together. We do sell a great array of inventory that caters to all ages.
Grandpas can bring their granddaughters.
Of course.
You know, it's a great treat for young ladies to go in there and shop around and basically pick out what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, what are your hours of operation? Are you open 7 days a week?
We are open 7 days a week, which is something that we really wanted to do. We come from Houston, Texas, so we're from the city where everything is always open.
Mm-hmm.
And moving here was really different because I used to work banker hours, actually. And so I was always off on Sundays and nobody was ever open. And I would get off, you know, kind of late and no one was ever open. So our hours, we kind of wanted to cater to our clientele, you know, being that they could come after work and still be able to have time to shop or on Sundays on their days off.
It's
11 to 7 and Tuesday through Saturday and then 12 to 5 on Sunday, Monday.
Cool. Now, one of the drawing features of your location, I think, is you have a nice parking lot right next to your store. People don't have to worry about parking on the avenue or the meters or anything.
No, they are. Yeah, it is really a blessing to have a free parking lot that is right next to us. And we are on North Broadway, and it has beautiful historic features right on the river. You are able to, you know, go walk the river. There are so many wonderful restaurants and other small businesses that just make that location vibrant.
So the name. There's always a story behind the name. You want to share the story of how you arrived at the name?
Well, it's not like a super significant story. That's like the number one question we always get asked is like, what's the meaning behind it? And we actually fell in love with Appleton actually in the College Avenue, and that was where we actually wanted to open our store, and it kind of didn't work out there. But we loved the small business on College Avenue, so we were like, okay, we want something with Avenue, and we kind of set on that for a couple days. And I was sitting in the kitchen with my mom, and we were kind of going back and forth trying to figure out what to put in front of Avenue. And I was telling my mom, we need something that pops, like something really, you know, that when you see it or hear it, just pops in your mind. So I was like, what about Poppy Avenue? And that was kind of it. And then we took it from there and ran with it. It just sounded right. And then kind of after the fact, we found out that my great-grandfather's favorite flowers was poppies, and he used to grow flowers. So it kind of, you know, resonated that way.
Let's take you back in time and tell us about your journey, about when you started making plans for your store. Why? What was the original reason why you thought you could be successful in a women's clothing boutique? And what kind of experience both of you had that has helped make you a success?
Well, last year our family went through some trying times, and so I literally sat in my kitchen one day and asked the Lord, how am I going to feed and clothe my children? And automatically he just gave me the verse, Matthew 6:25-26. And he just put a lady that inspired my daughter in my mind. And I just called her, and she has been a great mentor. She owns Pretty Little Things Boutique in Kingwood, Texas. And we just kind of went from there. And I called Christian. I was like, hey, what do you think about us opening a boutique? And she was like, I think we could do it. And so we met with Nicole a couple of months later, and we just jotted down a quick outline of what it would take to open a boutique. And of course, we went to score.org and downloaded the template for writing a business plan, and we just ran with it. So, mm-hmm.
Well, what's interesting there is you have a business model to follow. You didn't create your own. That was
no.
A huge, huge advantage for you. And Christian, you worked at that store for a while, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So you had some experience in that business.
I did. I worked for Nicole in high school. Mm-hmm. So I worked for her for about a year. And I loved what she did. And it's so funny because everyone that comes in the store is always like, did you always want to own a boutique? And I remember having conversations with my friends when I was in high school saying, like, no, I would never want to own my own store.
Never say never.
No, God has a really funny sense of humor when it comes to nevers, because I also said I'd never live in Wisconsin, and here I am.
Yeah.
So, but I loved what she did. She had such an inspiring business, and she just really built women up, collaborated with businesses. Mm-hmm. I loved her model, and, you know, basically I get to do what I love. I loved working for her, and I get to do it every day for like 90 hours a week. So
now you're doing it with mom?
Yeah.
In your own
mom.
Business?
Yeah. We forgot to mention Christian and Audrey are mother and daughter.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Nicole is still a model for you in the sense that she gives you guidance. She's offered you her business plan. She's been more than willing to help you out with ideas and teach you the ropes.
She has been an amazing inspiration and mentor. We are in contact with her almost daily. Mm-hmm. And we can call her and ask her anything, and she is there for us. It's amazing that she is sharing her talent with us.
You mentioned a few moments ago that you promote a lot of your inventory online or through the social media. Where can folks go to see those? Is there a website, or is it an Instagram, or how do you do that?
So we currently don't have a website right now, but it is in the up and coming. Since we just opened 5 months ago, it's been on our mind. But we do have a social media platform on Instagram at Poppy Avenue Boutique, also on Facebook at Poppy Avenue Boutique. We also have a YouTube channel where it's like two videos, but that is still in the up and coming too.
Well, it's a great little store, and it's very quaint, and it has some very beautiful decorations in it that were really the original artwork or theme of the building from many years ago. You want to describe your store?
Yeah, it is absolutely gorgeous. I always tell customers this building makes us 10 points cooler because it is just absolutely beautiful. When you walk in, you see all the original features right down to the black and white floors. And to think that there was men that placed each of those tiles, it's just amazing that they are just in such a beautiful condition.
And arrangement.
So, oh, my goodness, yes. And so, and also when you enter in, you will notice there is a beautiful bar in the back of our store, and that is an original piece of the saloon that was actually when it was first built. So just amazing that it was able to stay and the owners were able to restore it. And it was a little piece of history that has never left the building.
Oh, yeah. And I think what really drew us to this building is that when we were looking at locations, there was very similar flooring in another store that we were looking at. And it was red and green tiling. And I was like, oh, this is like ugly Christmas colors. I wish it was black and white. And when that space didn't work out, we immediately walked into this new space, not having known anything about it. And it was the exact same flooring from the same time period. And it was black and white, like same design. So it just like, it felt so right to be in that building.
There was a plan there then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
definitely.
Why did you pick that type of architecture? Did it have a connection to the kind of image you wanted your store to have?
Definitely. I think our image is vintage and that industrial style, that farmhouse look, and it just brings it all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people, when I was at, I don't think I was at the opening day when you opened, but that weekend or something, a lot of people came in and just piled in there, and they loved the place, and they were picking things off the racks and putting things back, and your cash register was smoking, and you had a lot of things going on. But it was a great opening day, and a lot of people have come back.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a combination of the theme and the inventory you offer, but I think what probably drives people to your store is you two. There's a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm when you get out there on social media.
Yeah, we are a huge part of the store, and we always want to be there. You know, I am very, very thankful for the relationship that Christian and I share and the common grounds that we have established with this business. And it's not just with the business, it's with personal and our personal lifestyle as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I think people pick up on that. And
it does. It gets everyone who comes in the door.
Yeah.
So we're going to take our first break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation with Audrey and Christian, the very happy and proud owners of Poppy Avenue Boutique in De Pere. And you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY 1150 and also 103.5 FM.
At Alberts and Hailing CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions. Decisions, and that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank, We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Audra and Christian Bailoff. They're the proud, happy owners of Poppy Avenue Boutique in De Pere. We're going to continue our conversation with them in just a moment. First, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our Fox City Score chapter. We've been around for about 42 years. We are one of about 350 chapters around the country. Score was started way back about 52 years ago to help entrepreneurs succeed and thrive. In our chapter, we have about 55 volunteer mentors. We service an area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. That's 8 counties of entrepreneurs, and our mentors will provide assistance to them. Our mentors have various disciplines. They have marketing, intellectual property, legal issues. Sarah DeBruin is an attorney, and she's a SCORE mentor. She's also a sponsor of BizTalk, so we thank Sarah for her support for SCORE and the BizTalk program.
You're welcome.
We have mentors with accounting, workflow, cash flow, HR. If you're in business or you're thinking of starting a business and you have a question about growing or starting your company, please reach out to us for free and confidential mentoring at foxcities.score.org. Fill out the application for mentoring assistance, and a mentor will be contacting you probably within 24 to 48 hours to set up your first meeting, and SCORE assistance is available for the life of your business. So reach out to us at foxcities.score.org. Also, if you have a question, you'd like to call us with a question this morning, you can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150 in Appleton. Outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. And speaking of callers, we have one on the phone this morning. Good morning, Sharon. Thanks for calling in.
Hello. I just have a question for the guest.
Sure.
What is the range of sizes that you carry?
Good question. Ladies?
We carry small through large, and then we have a small section of 1X to 3X styles. And then, of course, we have, like, undergarments that are, like, one size fits all. And so we try to carry some various styles, and we post all of those with our models. We have models that are local in the community, and we have models that are small. We have models that are large. We even have...
And where do you go to market?
We go to the Chicago market 3 times a year, and we also go to Las Vegas.
And how about Dallas?
We don't go to Dallas currently, but we do have a friend, our sister store in Texas. She goes to Dallas, and that is one of our ones that we want to go to.
It's on your bucket list.
It's on the bucket list.
She's actually all right.
All right. Okay, great. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Sharon. Mm-hmm. Good questions. Mm-hmm. We have just a couple of minutes, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about every business that starts up needs a set of advisors. They need someone to help guide them, accountant, attorney, financial folks. How did you go through that process? Explain how you went through that.
Well, I couldn't agree more. You definitely need a supporting team. And, of course, I went to SCORE. It is a free service, and the mentoring that you can get is just unbeatable.
And we even downloaded, like, taking that idea from my mom standing in the kitchen to and putting it into paper. We downloaded the SCORE business plan template, and we just started writing using all the questions that they ask you, like, you know, what clientele do you have? What does your competitors look like? And really putting that all out on paper to provide a really good foundation, because it's so important when you are going to banks or when you are talking to
vendors.
You're looking at the vendors and your landlord, and they really want to know, and you need that 3-minute, like, you know, answer to who you are and what you do.
And I would think SCORE probably helped you. You mentioned your model is based upon the Houston store of your friend, and you had to kind of retweak everything for the state of Wisconsin, obviously.
Definitely. It's a different market. But I think it's still a general market. I worked 6 months at a local retail store here, and I was finding a lot of women were still wanting the same styles, the same looks, the same trendy looks as we were getting in Texas.
Yep.
So we definitely wanted to bring that here, and we
yep.
saw that need.
Yep.
But of course, we do have to adjust. It's cold,
cold
9 months
yeah.
out of the year here, yeah. and it's summer all year in Texas, basically.
So, yeah, so it's going to have different inventory demands.
Definitely.
Real quickly, we have a call from Ed in Green Bay. Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Yeah, I wondered how, in a new business, how you find inventory that you carry, how you go about getting it in your store, and then, what kind of decision, what kind of criteria do you use to make that decision about what kind of inventory you want to have so that you're not stocking a lot of stuff that doesn't move?
Well, I definitely think that it depends on your store location. So for retail, me and my mom don't have like a super set way of how we decide. We just kind of look at what we think is cute, what we think is on trend. We do, depending on your vendors, how it works for stores, is sometimes they have like packages that you have to go through of like how many you want of each piece. So in our store, we only carry about 5 to 6 of each piece because we want that uniqueness in our store. So that's kind of how we determine it. And you kind of have fun with it. You kind of like want to make sure that you're buying things that you think you would buy when you go into a store and your customers are going to enjoy.
You also collaborate with other retailers and other businesses in town. You get some ideas from
definitely.
Them.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You want to think, where are your customers shopping? What are they doing outside of your store? When women are shopping, they like to have a cup of coffee in their hand. Hot, iced coffee. So we collaborate with a lot of coffee shops because that's where our customers are probably spending a lot of their time.
Mm-hmm.
And we also think of, we try to do monthly events, like what would be fun to bring the community together and what kind of, and our neighbor businesses, collaborating with them, building them up.
Mm-hmm.
So
Ed, we want to thank you for the call, and we have to take a quick break right now, but thanks for that call. I appreciate it. You're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance. Fox, helping you make life happen. Now with 19 locations. Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Sarah DeBruin, and we're talking this morning with Audra and Christian Bailoff, the proud and happy owners of Poppy Avenue Boutique in De Pere. And before we get back to them, we just want to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter In the last segment, I mentioned the free and confidential mentoring. We also do seminars, and we have one coming up on June 28th down in Fond du Lac, Taking the Mystery Out of Bidding and Estimating. It's going to be held at the Home Builders Association of Fond du Lac at 490 West Rolling Meadows Drive, Suite Bravo in Fond du Lac, from 4 until 6:30 p.m. on June 28th. There is a $25 cover charge, and the presenter is Cheryl Muscus, who's the president of Muscus Management Corporation. And she's going to be talking about taking the mystery out of bidding and estimating. You got to be careful when you're in the contracting business. You're going to give an estimate. You have to know what your numbers are, and she can help you with that. You can register at foxcities.score.org. Also, would like to mention 1 Million Cups. Score Chapter is affiliated with the local Venture Center eSeed program, Amy Peach at Fox Valley Tech. And about 2012, the Kauffman Foundation, located in Kansas City, launched the Million Cups program. That's 1 million cups of coffee. Every Wednesday morning throughout the country at 9 o'clock, these chapters get together, and an entrepreneur shares their story. There's a group of entrepreneurs in the audience. We ask questions of the presenter, and then we try to help the presenter improve their business. So from 9 to 10, Fox Valley Tech Bordini Center is free. And if you'd like to be a presenter, just check it out at 1 Million Cups. That's the number 1 Million Cups/Appleton. And you can fill out an application to present. So we hope to see you there. We're talking this morning with Audra and Christian Bailoff, and we're talking about how they started their store, the process they went through doing their research, a lot of homework, and making sure it was feeling right. And they also followed the Lord's path, and that's a pretty important component for both of them, and it has led to some success for them. But they have to do the hard work. And part of that hard work was putting together a business plan. And a component in the business plan are those financial projections.
Yes,
they're really
the scary
tough to do,
things.
You know. And but you can't be afraid of it because it's so critical to your success. We share your experience with that, Audra.
Exactly. I can't say enough how important a business plan is, because it really just puts it out there exactly what you're going for. It really makes you think. Answering those questions that are on the SCORE website and going through them, it is just the foundation to your business. And of course, the financial aspects are very crucial, as Tony said. I worked with Tony for many months, met with him every week, did my homework, and he had me on a path of doing the worst case scenario, the best case scenario, and the most likely scenario. And of course, if you're looking to start a business, a mentor is huge. So we were able to go off our mentor's numbers. And of course, we weren't sure if we were going to line up right with hers at the beginning, but we were able to put her starting numbers as our best case. And we went all the way down to the worst case.
Mm-hmm. And they were critical when you went to seek financing.
Definitely.
You were fortunate because we were able to find an investor to help you get this off the ground.
Yes.
And the investor wanted to see those numbers, and they wanted to know, how are these numbers going to work and why are they going to work? And you explained all that in writing for every number in your budget, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We just went down the line and made a spreadsheet of every cost. And of course, some of it I was off. Mm-hmm. And that's where you need that little wiggle room, mm-hmm. where Tony came in and said, you need a little wiggle room because you're
right,
going to have,
left.
That's right. You just have unexpected costs on the right or on your left. So you got to be prepared. But I think we hit it right on the nose, honestly. Mm-hmm. And it was months of planning.
Mm-hmm. And of course, it wasn't just your investors who wanted to know those numbers. You're going to a landlord,
yes.
who's looking at this big risk of a new retail clothing store. You know, in retail, what's trendy today is tomorrow's mm-hmm. forgotten style, and you have to show him you're actually going to make it, or show your landlord that you are going to be a success and why.
Yeah, and retail is, it's a really, really risky business. On top
sure.
of that, We're two women, and we are, you know, it's our first time business. And when we were going, you know, investing wasn't our first, what we thought we were going to be doing. We were going to go to banks, and it was really disheartening because finances is not our strong suit, and to try to act confident. And while they're telling you, like, where's your husband's income? Where's, you know, you're not going to even make your worst case scenario being a startup retail store. And we're like, God, are we going to be even like able to pay ourselves or eat or anything? So, it was probably the hardest part of the whole journey, but, we made it through, and, it was definitely a struggle.
I think what's important about going to those banker guys and gals is you learn something every time you talk to someone.
Definitely.
If they decline you, you've learned something from that. That just makes you a little stronger to succeed with your business.
Definitely. I think even going in and getting that rejection, you have to walk away going, that meeting was successful if you learned something from it. And I think that was the most important thing, is you do learn. You can't give up on your dream just because somebody says this is impossible.
Sure, sure. And it's not just, like I said, the landlord. It's other people you interact with. It's the downtown to peer network. All those people help you become successful. And you've done very, very well at that. You mentioned doing events and cross-marketing. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the things you've done and what you might have planned, especially for the summer?
we try to keep everything really lively at the store, and doing events are super huge, and posting on Instagram has really I don't think we would have a business if we didn't collaborate on events and we didn't post on Instagram and Facebook, because people are able to, like I said, it retail's really risky, and so you have to show women how to wear your clothes and what to pair it with. So it really helps also. Currently, our next event coming up is a belly dancing class with Gen Star Yoga Studio. So we're really excited about that, and we're going to have wine tasting from the wine bar next door. 416 is going to make some really yummy treats for that night. So it's just like a really fun girls' night out. And we do like a lot of little other events like that. So
if you have a question for the ladies, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. Outside Appleton, call us on a TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. In terms of marketing, you were talking about Instagram and collaboration and special events. You guys are really very good at getting the word out with a ton of enthusiasm. People just want to come and see what's going on.
Yeah,
that's key to your success, I think.
Definitely. You got to be happy with what you're doing. You got to be excited. And I think people feed off that. If you're not excited about what you're doing, people are not going to be excited to come in and see what you're all about. So we're definitely excited about what we're doing.
And I think sometimes like other businesses think that if you have a brick and mortar store, you know, that's all you have to do. Like, you just have to sit there and wait for customers to come in your store, and that's not it. You have to go out there, and you have to be a part of the community. You have to network. You have to go. I mean, there's so many times I pop in other businesses, and I'm like, hey, can you please be a part of this event with me? And just having a voice in the community and wanting to serve, wanting to volunteer, and just being that model that you are your business and you're yourself. So
I think we've all had the experience of going into a retail store and not being greeted, and you stand there and you see a clerk and they look at you and walk away. Not in your store.
Oh, no, you're always greeted. And if you're not greeted right when you come in, we're going to catch you around the corner. So we always, you know, we read the customers. You know, there are some customers that just want a chill shopping experience.
Sure.
Like, don't bug me.
Sure.
But there's others that want to know your whole story and want to know, what new arrivals did you put out this week? And we are happy to show you all of them.
Yeah. Right. I think through your social media marketing, you are getting an audience that understands you constantly have new, trendy, mm-hmm. different looks. And it's mothers and daughters coming in, as you said. In fact, my own mother has been in your store shopping with a friend. And it is just a friendly place, not only through your own relationships you build in the store, but the social media marketing mm-hmm. that you do is fresh and trendy and constantly churning. And that's been a great success for you. It shows how energetic and your passion for what you do.
I think the best part about being on Instagram and Facebook is that we don't have to be the salesperson in the store. We are able to, like my mom was saying, giving you a chill shopping experience because we don't have to push clothes down your throat because you're going to buy what you're happy with. You know, you're able to see the styles on our Instagram and Facebook. You're able to come to the store, see what you like, try new things mm-hmm. on. And we're able to just, you know, be happy and talk to you about your day. We're not a sales-based marketing approach. We are a customer experience-based marketing approach, which is why we do the events, which is why we do Instagram. So it's all catering to you and not what you can do for us. So I think that's really important. And being a business, especially being a new business, a customer doesn't feel awkward when they come in.
Right. What are some of the responses, the comments that folks have shared with you when they come into your store?
I would say one of our number one comment is a customer will purchase an outfit, and then they come back and they say they get tons of compliments on their pick. And that just makes you feel so confident mm-hmm. as a business owner. Because they will go out and they will tell their friends. And so many people come in and say, my friend got this. Do you still have it? And sometimes we can say yes, and sometimes we say no because we sell out that quickly. But that's okay because I tell them, just keep your eye out on Facebook and Instagram because we are always getting cute new arrivals.
And I also think that something, too, that customers say a lot is that they just love coming to see us and just coming to see the store and the experience. I think it's really heartwarming. A couple customers have actually mentioned that they love that we don't push sales down their throat, that they can just come in and have a good time, and we're there to help when they need it, but we're also there to, you know, just let them enjoy their time there.
I think another really interesting marketing tool that you do, you mentioned earlier, you use local models, girls from St. Norbert's. You're very near there, high school girls. You've two of my daughters, actually, teenage daughters. And then what happens there is they generate that momentum and following, and they, you know, their friends see them on Instagram, and you've got suddenly, ooh, Tess is modeling this week, and you have a whole line that Tess might be modeling, or Olivia, or, you know, it's been really exciting. And I think that's a really nice way to make people in the community feel welcome.
Definitely. Speaking of Tess, she has made her now own Instagram.
I saw
Tess at Poppy Avenue because she posts so much. But it's just watching the confidence of these girls. And that's what we're there for, is to build the confidence in these women and the lives of these girls. It's just amazing because each and every one of them are special. And when you feel beautiful and confident, you're going to show the world you are. So,
and you're not just selling clothing. Let's talk about what else you sell, that are accessories and things like that.
We sell, of course, clothing. We sell some undergarments from like bandeaus to little lace bralettes that you can kind of like pair and make the outfit look a little bit more dainty. We also sell jewelry. We have shoes, and we also carry like a little home decor, and we have a Bible line actually in the store. Our inspirational graphic tees are probably like one of my favorite things in our store because they have really, really little funny, witty sayings. And I'm trying to think of what else we have. We have this is pretty new to the store. We've had it 2 weeks in the store. We have a little beauty line. It's from All Naturel. They are local in Green Bay. They're the number one cleanest brand in the United States, and they're the only makeup brand that is actually made in the USA. Their lab is here in Green Bay. So,
that's pretty cool.
And you're really the first actual brick and mortar store that they're marketing their products, aren't you?
Well, the first boutique, yes.
Okay.
And so one other salon, but
yeah, the first boutique to carry them. So we're really excited to collaborate with them.
We're going to take our last break right now. We're going to come back and learn more about that. And you're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY. and also 103.5 FM.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Well, welcome back to our final segment this morning at BizTalk. We're talking with Audra Bailoff and her daughter, Christian, the proud owners of Poppy Avenue Boutique in De Pere. And before we get back to them, just tell you a little bit more about our score chapter. We'd like to say thank you to all of the sponsors who help bring you BizTalk each weekend. We couldn't do the show without them, so we really appreciate their support. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hayling CPAs, Sarah DeBruin, Legal Business Edge. Thanks again, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Byline Bank, also Tundra Land is a sponsor, so thank you to Brian Gottlieb and his team there. Candeo Creative over in Oshkosh, they help they built and help us maintain the website biztalkwithscore.com. If you've missed today's show, tuned in late, or you'd like to listen to a previous show, we've been archiving our shows on biztalkwithscore.com for probably 5 or 6 years, so you can go back and listen to a show. Also want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical called The Business News. If you're not subscribed to it, well, gosh, for only $20 a year, you could subscribe to that periodical, The Business News, and you're going to catch up on what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin, and maybe you'll get some sales out of it. But you're not going to lose anything. The Business News is good for your business. So we're going to get back to the ladies this morning, and we were talking a little bit before the break about the new All Natural product, mm-hmm. and you're going to be shooting some videos, and it's makeup, and it's natural, and it's made right in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about that and what you're excited about.
Well, we're really excited just because I love beauty, and I think it really selling the lip gloss and the lip stains and the highlighters, things that kind of every woman can wear, and they're one size fits all, and it can really top off your outfit. We have done really well selling that line and showing swatches, and we've had women come in and they feel confident to wear it because it's really clean, and they're able to, find a fun color for a good girls' night out or weekend. Someone was taking it to Nashville for a bachelorette party, so I think that's just real fun.
That's cool.
But it's kind of fun to get to see and be able to choose those unique vendors and kind of see how it sells in the store and then expand and grow from there. But we are going to be shooting some swatch videos and how to wear the makeup, as well as 30-second styling videos coming up this week on our YouTube channel. So we're really excited to start that adventure.
And how do they find you on YouTube?
It's Poppy Avenue Boutique. Okay. We have just two videos on there, but more to come.
More to come.
Well, you have a lot of fun, obviously, doing what you're doing. Tell us a little bit. Were you surprised by anything, the hard work behind the scenes? Tell our audience a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of hard work.
No banker's hours anymore, right?
No.
I went to actually go to Vegas and stayed in a hotel with our mentor, Nicole, and got to shop around with her. And I made the comment to her that I had no idea the back-breaking work that goes into retail, that you can wake up in the morning and your bones and your feet are sore. Like, I've never experienced that. I'm like, sometimes I wake up and I feel like an old lady, like I can't even walk, but wouldn't trade it for the world.
You're doing what you love, and that's
definitely
really not work that way.
No.
Well, this is a tradition on every BizTalk show. I'd like to get a biz tip from each of you to help inform our audience how they can do better in their own businesses.
Well, I can't say enough to write that business plan and fill out every question on that SCORE has on their website, to follow it through just like it's a homework assignment when you were in high school or college, and really put it into action. And you can advise along the way. Nobody said the first time's going to be perfect, but scratch out what you need to revise, but put it into action.
Go ahead.
My tip would be to just believe in yourself and believe in who you are and how, what God created you to do. And I think you'll be successful if you do that.
Well, Audra and Christian, thank you for joining us this morning. It's a great show, and I know that you're very spiritual, and I know that God draws straight with crooked lines, and sometimes we have to follow those lines, but His guidance will always lead us to pleasant places and happy places.
Couldn't agree more.
So I wish you the very best in your business. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah,
our guest next week is Brian Gottlieb from Tundraland, and you've been listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.